Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Shouse, and we are opening the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. This is where we talk about life, the way it was meant to be, and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. We really appreciate you joining us on the journey. Roger, we are reflecting throughout the month of November on a very old hymn.
We are. This is an old German hymn called We Thank Thee, O Father. And this month, on Fridays, we're going to just kind of talk about this song. There's three short verses here that Jason's going to read for us in just a moment. At the end of this podcast, we're going to play this hymn. And again, we encourage you to listen, to sing along, to learn this wonderful, wonderful hymn. It's a song that was first sung by German farmers, later translated into English, but it gives us that idea of how God has taken care of us and blessed us. Last week in our lesson, we talked about this very first expression in this hymn, we plow the fields for sowing. And we talked about sowing the Word of God. We talked about that seed, the Word of God, and how it can get into our hearts and the value and responsibility we have of sowing that seed. Today, we're going to kind of go on and look at another expression here to help us understand the thankfulness that we need to have toward God.
240 years ago, Matthias Claudius wrote these three verses. We plow the fields for sowing, the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grains, the breeze and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. He only is the maker of all things near and far. He paints the wayside flowers. He lights the evening star. The wind and waves obey him. By him the birds are fed. Much more to us, his children, he gives our daily bread. We thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health and food. Accept the gifts we offer, for all thy love imparts, and what thou most desirest, our humble, thankful hearts.
And in that, you just see these early German farmers just being thankful to God. They had worked the fields with their hands, and they had a harvest, and how thankful they were. Here in the midst of that second verse comes out many biblical expressions. He would say, the winds and the waves obey him. That takes us to Mark chapter 4, when Jesus stopped the storm. And then it says, by him the birds are fed. And that takes us to Matthew 6, where Jesus told the disciples to look upon the birds and how well God had taken care of them. And then immediately it says, as it talks about these things, it talks about how God has given us our daily bread. And that again comes from Matthew 6, when Jesus told the disciples to pray this way, to thank the Lord to give us this day our daily bread. And so these wonderful expressions remind us of how God takes care of us. And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about just how does God take care of us. I think it's easy for some folks just to get the idea that all God cares about is our soul. He doesn't care about what happens to us physically. He doesn't care whether a rain falls on our head or we step in a bucket. He doesn't care. All he cares about is our souls. But that's really not the case. And Mark chapter 4, where one of these expressions comes from, we find a very question that asks this. Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. A storm came upon them. Jesus was asleep in the stern, verse 38 says, on a cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? That's an interesting question. They never said, Jesus, can you stop this? Jesus, is this storm more powerful than you? Jesus, can you do anything? They asked a question about heart. Do you care? And for a lot of people, that's where they are with God. Maybe your life isn't going the way you would like it to go. Maybe you've had some health issues. Maybe you feel like a storm cloud just follows you everywhere you go. And you ask that question, does God care? And so we want to talk about that today as we think about just how God cares for us.
I think a lot of times, again, if we borrow from the hymn itself, we know what comes after fall, after harvest time, winter. Some of us enjoy winter. I'm one of these guys who likes the snow, likes winter, even likes, you know, the ice when things are encased in ice. Not everybody does, right? Some dread winter, and I realize that. But it is the winter that prepares the earth for the beauty of spring, right? And maybe it very much seems like in my life, emotionally, spiritually, I'm going through a very difficult season that would be comparable to winter. In this hymn, he sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain. You know, sometimes that warmth gets so warm that it's uncomfortable and we're wishing for cooler temperatures. We're wishing for some sort of a break in the heat, but it is the heat, as poetically this hymn puts it, that swells the grain. A lot of times it may seem like, you know, maybe it's in a boat on the Sea of Galilee 2,000 years ago, or it's in southern Indiana or northern Kentucky in 2021. May seem as if God isn't there, he doesn't care, I'm going through a desert or a harsh winter, but even then, God is good, and he can be working in ways that I don't even know or understand.
Let's talk about a couple of principles, and then we're going to talk about some actual ways in which God is involved in your life to help you today. We'll talk about the idea of providence, or providentially helped by God, and contrast that to the word miracle. A lot of people use that word miracle all the time. They almost use it as if it's something they carry in their wallet. And here's, I need a miracle. Here it is. And so, Jason, explain that to me. Explain what we mean by God works through providence, and where does miracles fit in and all that in our world today?
So it helps me as I look at that big word providence to look and listen carefully to the very beginning of it, right? The first portion of the word is provide. And that is what God does in a variety of different ways. We could go back to Eden, and we find God establishing trees that bear after their own kind, and a variety of animals that reproduce after their own kind. We could listen in to God as he is blessing Noah and talking with him, making a covenant with him after the flood, and he promises, I'm going to remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living thing. He promises that seed time and harvest, that these beautiful times are going to come, seasons of the year, the bountiful nature of his created order, and he is going to use that to provide for his people. Even in one of the darkest, most despair-filled books of the Bible, Lamentations, God promises in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We see, or we ought to work to develop eyes to see his faithfulness in the rising of the sun, the morning dew, the changing of the leaves around us, even the leaves falling to the ground and fertilizing the earth. We see his faithfulness in seeds that we plant and then yield a hundredfold. We see his faithfulness at harvest time. I would argue we ought to see his faithfulness as we go down the road to the grocery store and we see just a bountiful amount of food. What this simple hymn is reminding us is God is behind that, right? We plow the fields for sowing the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. God is providing through the natural created order of his world.
And that's a good understanding of the difference between providence and a miracle. God delivers. Now, the question is, which road does he travel on? One road is miraculously, and that is supernaturally. That's beyond nature.
Right.
That doesn't involve us. That's things that nature can never, ever do on its own. Providentially is using the laws within nature. Now, we know from what the Bible teaches in the book of 1 Corinthians and in other places that the age of miracles has ceased. God doesn't work through miracles today. He could, but he doesn't. By his will, he doesn't. So it's not proper for me to pray for a miracle. It's not proper for me to expect God to bend the laws of nature to do something. He doesn't do that. Now, when that is said, some people will assume, well, then God doesn't do anything and God can't help me. No, he can. That's why we still pray. That's why we still petition him. But his avenue, the road he travels on to deliver that, is not supernaturally, but naturally. So you're feeling ill, and you want to get well, and you pray to God. Well, God can heal you through doctors, through medicine, through natural means. Maybe a surgery involved, maybe therapy involved. All those things come about through natural, within the laws of nature, ways that God delivers. And so when we think about, does God care? The answer is yes. And how he delivers his care for us today is through natural or through providential ways today.
You mentioned Matthew chapter 6 earlier. It is a good exercise to go back there and look at the verbs that Jesus uses to make his point. He encourages us in Luke 6:26, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet, listen to this, your heavenly Father feeds them. There's not a miracle involved there. It is just the natural created order of things. And even in just the, what we would refer to as everyday, I mean, it is amazing, right? It is incredible what God has done in creating this world that sustains itself, continues to propagate life all around us. But the verb that Jesus uses to describe that is, the Father is feeding those birds. Or Jesus in the same sermon talks about how God causes the rain to fall on the evil and the good, the just and the unjust. It is not that God is absent. It is not that God has stepped away never to return. Miracles served a very specific purpose, right? They served as a sign, as a validation that we need to listen to the one who is able to work these in the name of the Father. But in this day and age, Roger, as you have brought up, God continues to work. We just need to make sure we are developing personally eyes to see it and teaching those around us to see God is amazingly at work.
And then the following step to that is to be thankful, as our hymn is, right, about those things. For these German farmers where this hymn was first sung among, God didn't just bring down corn and fill up their baskets with that. He did that one time to Israel. It wasn't corn, but it was manna. But that was a miracle. Today, the farmer has to go out and plant. He's got to plant in the right season, too. If he plants that seed in the wintertime, that's not going to happen because that's not the way nature works. But through the means of nature, God will do that. So there are blessings today. There is health today. There's hope today. There's community today. All those things are found providentially or naturally as God helps us today. It reminds us that God is there. You know, it makes me think of that little song we used to sing when we were kids about the knee bones connected to that bone and that bone's connected to that. And that's kind of how the natural world is. We see some bugs and we think, why in the world is there that ugly bug out there? Well, that bug eats this thing and something else is going to eat that bug. And it's all a part of a big picture in which God is providing. And that's what we're talking about here.
I love hiking. I love going to waterfalls. Hiking in the rain is not my favorite thing in the world. But it dawned on me not too long ago that the waterfalls I love to see are fed by recent rain, right? The rain stops, the waterfalls dry up, and there's not much to see, right? But yesterday's rain feeds today's waterfall, in a sense, right? Something that maybe yesterday was unpleasant, inconvenient. You know, I wish that hadn't happened. We even have these phrases, raining on my parade, right? But without the rain, the beauty, perhaps, of what I'm enjoying today isn't even there. Perhaps what I'm going through today prepares me for some way to serve or to glorify God down the road. And that leads us to the last couple of lines of that second verse, this simple reminder, he gives our daily bread. Roger, Jesus taught us to pray that in Matthew chapter 6. Give us this day our daily bread. Why do you think that is such a powerful thing to pray every single day?
Well, it recognizes how involved God is. You know, without the rains, without the sun, we cannot create those things. Only God can do that. And what's interesting about that, we pray today, give us today our daily bread. Well, long before that even took place, a farmer a long time ago was sowing the seed. And then that seed grew. And then he harvested that. And then it was processed. And for us today, it was taken to a store and it was packaged. And we go across the street and we go to the grocery store and we buy the bread. But we don't realize the bread we have today, months and months and months ago, God was already involved with that. God was providing that for us. And another thing I would just mention along this line, in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter 7 and in verse 6, the Apostle Paul would talk about the role of Titus. It says, but God who comforts the depressed comforted us by the coming of Titus. Sometimes when we're sad, sometimes when we're lonely, sometimes when we're discouraged, things aren't going well in our life, we want God to change it. But God provides help. Sometimes that help is sitting right next door to me in the church building. Sometimes that help is right there in my family. Sometimes that help is in a friend. And so God can be using even you to help somebody else today. When you go to work today, when you go to school today, you may find those who are depressed or they're not doing real well. And maybe through you, God is providing the natural way for you to smile, to kind of lift up their day, to try to help them out, to let them know that somebody cares about them. Maybe all you can say is, I'm going to say a prayer for you. And it's amazing what that can do. God helping us, God providing for us.
It's a simple reminder, the world doesn't revolve around me. It doesn't revolve around you. We have much to be thankful for. In fact, at the top of this hymn, as we have it in our songbooks, number 372, this inscription is given from 1 Chronicles 29, verse 13. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. In just a moment, we want to play a congregational recording of this hymn. We encourage you to continue to listen to it. Use it to remind yourself today of how much you have to be thankful for. Roger, thanks for joining me today. Lord willing, we'll add a third part to this discussion next Friday. But in the meantime, thanks to all of you for listening to the Heaven Bound podcast. We hope it's helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for the journey. Always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.